So it is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday we set aside to celebrate God in three persons, in traditional terms, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I have to tell you, this is a Sunday that is much feared by pastors and preachers. How on earth can anyone wrap their heads around the concept of God, especially thinking of three in one, one in three, and distill that concept succinctly and clearly into one simple sermon? Huh? Impossible, isn't it? St. Augustine of Hippo warns us, if you deny the Trinity, you will lose your soul. But if you try to explain it, you will lose your mind. So the following is an example of what happens when you try too hard to explain the Trinity. Once, you remember, you may recall, Jesus asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? After much conversation, Peter puffs up and declares, thou art the Logos, existing in the Father in his rationality, and then by the act of his will, being generated in consideration of the various functions by which God is related to his creation, can only take on the fact that the scripture speaks of a Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, each member of the Trinity being co-equal with each other member. And Jesus puts his hands up and says, stop, stop, dude, wait. You're not making sense. I don't know about you, but I'm with Jesus on that. And that's not the rabbit hole we want to go down on this day when we talk about Trinity. So at the risk of losing our minds, let's ask, what is Trinity? Why celebrate that piece of dogma that has been passed down through the centuries? So let's get basic and simple and start. Imagine three best friends who are so close, they have matching hoodies, they finish each other's sentences and always show up for the big games. Each friend is different, one's loud, one's quiet, one tells bad jokes, but together they are a team. Now imagine that team, perfect, loving, and wise beyond imagination. Not a perfect example, but just a tiny insight about the Trinity. Three distinct persons who together are one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, living in perfect love. And that's the key. Love is the key. That's the core principle about the Trinity that we must anchor ourselves to, that the Trinity is really a concept, an idea, a reality that is talking to us about love. The Trinity tells us that love and relationship are at the center of everything in our lives, because right relationships matter, love matters, and that truth spills over into how we live, how we love, and how we lead, and how we are being in the world. But let's back up a minute. We won't find the word Trinity in the Bible, but we see Father, Son, and Spirit working together all over the place. At Jesus' baptism, the Father speaks from heaven, the Son is baptized, and the Spirit comes down and descends like a dove. Jesus promises the Holy Spirit to his followers the night before he died, and he talks about the Father himself and the Spirit in the same breath. Paul writes, and as we heard today, wraps up his letters with the blessings that mentions Father, Son, and Spirit together. And in our gospel lesson, Jesus sends forth the disciples to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons acting together in creation, salvation, and in the life of the church. Three persons coexisting in perfect love. Early Christians loved Jesus and also worshiped the God of Israel. And they had to figure out a way to talk about it without saying there are three gods. And over hundreds of years, the church leaders worked hard to explain how Jesus is fully God and fully human, and the Spirit is also fully God. And from this came the creeds, then one idea of three persons, one God. That helps guard the truth and keep worship towards one true God, one God, three in one, one in three, right? Now the Bible tells us that God is what? God is love. Well, love requires someone, something to love. Love is not stagnant. It can't sit still. Love has to go somewhere. It has to move. It has to be engaged. The very nature of love is to create and to expand, as we saw in our first lesson about the creation of the world and all that's in it. The Trinity shows us that God is a circuitry of love between Father, Son, and Spirit, between God and all the cosmos. All life is sustained in a web of love, a web we can call Trinity. God as love is active in the world in different ways. The Father is depicted often as the source or the sender. The Son is God who became human and loved and died and rose to bring us into the life of God. And the Holy Spirit is God's presence with us now, comforting, guiding, and empowering to make love visible in the world. And the bottom line is not to solve a cosmic riddle like poor Peter was trying to do, but rather to meet a God who loves you. So what is love of Trinity in action? I think of Scott Vincent Forba, someone who met the God who loved him. Anyone know who Scott Forba is? Well, Scott was the co-founder of the global beauty brand called Elf Cosmetics. Anyone familiar or ever heard of Elf Cosmetics? Yeah. Well, for years, Scott lived this lavish, successful life as a high-powered executive, hobnobbing with the rich and famous of Los Angeles. Scott says that I was the poster boy for luxury living. I was not in any way humble. I was very prideful. But Scott, to his credit, felt something stirring inside of him, something hovering over the deep, right? He found himself led to the Roman Catholic Church and ultimately discovered he had a calling to become a priest. And so Scott gave away a $3 billion fortune. He studied and became a priest and is now serving in a very simple parish, very simple life, a very ordinary priest somewhere, I think it's San Jose, California. And he says, I've never been happier in my life. Once I started to reorient myself, to recalibrate myself with God's help, to focus on God, the joy started to come. This is how Trinity operates and is. God has created us for himself. We are vessels of love. Created in the image of love, love is at the core of who we are and what we are called to do and how we are called to be in this world. Jesus shows us how to be with each other through his life and his death and his resurrection. The Holy Spirit then leads us forth in the love that we have discovered to take that love out into the world and with others who surround us. Love, as the Apostle Paul declares, never ends. And isn't that what Father Scott's life illustrates? Trinity calling us to be who we are created to be. To be ourselves, people of love, people who lean and learn how to love, and in doing so, share that love, spread that love, just naturally, just automatically emanates forth. One in three, three in one. Not every truth about God can be understandable. That's not the problem for faith, but it is an invitation for us. That the Trinity, we think about it, invites us into a living relationship instead of trying to solve an equation. It calls us to worship a God whose ways are higher than ours and whose love is truer and deeper than we can imagine, but who invites us to live in and be present in that love. So what is our takeaway today, huh? We keep the focus on love, and Trinity will become visible to the eyes of our heart. Trinity becomes a lived experience, not an abstract concept that we have to intellectually comprehend and decipher. We're called to enter into a love that shapes everything, our own lives and those who are around us by our very being. So we ask ourselves, like Father Scott did, ask each of ourselves right now today, where are you feeling the stirring, the call of love? When we sacrifice for our families and friends, that is love. When we come to church and celebrate each other's successes and joys and be present for each other's sorrows and cares, that is love. When we feel called to make the world a better place, more just and peaceful, and experience that call to meet unmet needs, to right the wrongs, and be the voice of compassion in a world that has lost its way, that's how we make Trinity visible in our world, an eternal, unfolding, never-ending dance of love in which we are called to be partners. So, with all due respect to the scholars and Peter's attempt to explain, let's put the textbooks aside, and like Father Scott, let's answer the call of the Spirit and let God's love and God love us to be the people we are created to be. And if we focus on love and let, we will, like Father Scott, know the experience of joy. And in that joy, we experience the Maker, the Redeemer, the ever-present Spirit, whom the Church has called Trinity. And as we simple souls simply know as the reality of love. Amen.